Welcome back to the History of North America Extra. I'm Mark Vinette. The Dead Letter, Chapter 5. The plane shook, rocked violently. Turbulence. Wade awoke from his light sleep to find the aircraft was bouncing wildly from left to right, up and down. The flight personnel scrambled along the aisles with difficulty, trying to maintain their balance. They urged the passengers to remain seated and affix their safety belts. The diversity of noises was alarming and confusing. Infants crying, the voices of adults rumbling, equipment rattling, non-stop in-flight announcements. Wade absorbed it all in distinct layers, his hearing being complex in that way. He suffered from two debilitating hearing disorders, hyperacusis and tinnitus, characterized by an increased sensitivity to certain frequency and volume ranges. His severe hyperacusis caused a collapsed tolerance to normal environmental sound. Wade's hyperacusis made it difficult for him to tolerate everyday sounds, some of which were unpleasantly or painfully loud to him, but not to others. Tinnitus is the hearing of sound when no external sound is present. In Wade's case, the internal sound was high-pitched hissing, loud hissing, never-ending hissing, white noise. His two disorders, he referred to them as the perdition duo, were not diseases, but conditions, incurable, like a cut-off arm that will never grow back. Wade had resolved long ago to live a full life despite his auditory challenges. Overly sensitive hearing, he often reminded himself, can come in handy. Just as quickly as the worrisome turbulence had disrupted the peaceful flow of the air trip, it stopped. Passengers and crew slowly, although somewhat warily, regained a sense of normalcy and tranquility. Some returned to their sleep, some to their leisurely pursuits, while others simply tried to regain their composure. As for Wade, he got back to work. His discovery of Sir Francis Walsingham, the Queen's principal secretary and espionage director, had prompted him to dictate a missive to Daenerys' genealogist, André Barthélemy. In addition to being a lawyer and investigator, David Wade was also an expert genealogist and historian. His mentor in the field of ancestral lineages was Barthélemy, the first to join Daenerys. Barthélemy was simpatico with Wade regarding family tree research, methodology, and analysis. While waiting for a response from his genealogist, Wade continued to dig deeper into the life of Sir Francis. As Secretary of State, his job was to advise Elizabeth on government matters, gather intelligence, eliminate all internal and external threats to her reign, and protect, advance, and promote the nation's new reformed religion, Protestantism. Although his queen did not want to make windows into men's souls, Walsingham felt driven by Protestant zeal to counter the old faith, Catholicism, and sanction the use of torture against Catholic priests, church leaders, and suspected conspirators. These were obviously troubled and complicated times. Unlike the perfect world described in Tudor-era humanist Thomas More's Utopia. Sir Francis was smart, loyal, and patriotic, and tried to make himself indispensable to the Queen during his long career in her service, just as his predecessor, Thomas Cromwell, had done alongside the Queen's late father. During the final minutes of the overseas flight, Wade received a response from Barthélemy, indicating that he had found several lineal descendants of Sir Francis Walsingham living in the UK, but he would obviously need more detailed info on Wade's client before confirming a direct connection. Satisfied for now, Wade prepared for disembarkation. Escaping the closed-in fuselage of the jet plane into the air-conditioned environment of London's Heathrow Airport was reinvigorating. Having often navigated London's international aerial thoroughfare, he quickly dealt with all the arrival formalities, including Her Majesty's immigration and customs, and emerged into the main terminal within minutes. England was like a second home to him. When on the British Isles, Wade always felt welcome, at ease, and comfortable.
"David?"
Wade turned every which way, trying to locate the direction of the caller.
"David?"
Wade turned again, but this time he saw the user of his Christian name approach from a distance. His eyes widened, along with his smile. "Hi, Julia." I'm Mark Vinette, and I hope you enjoyed the listen. Doctors endorse it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calotrin Healthy Weight Loss. Ron in Texas lost 35 pounds. Marie in Pennsylvania lost 117 pounds with Calotrin. Diane not only lost weight, but she also found relief from arthritis. Lynn lost over 45 pounds. Calotrin contains collagen, the most abundant protein naturally occurring in the human body, which decreases as we age. Taking Calotrin promotes better sleep, more energy, less joint pain, and best of all, weight loss. Calotrin has an amazing 86% success rate with their 90-day supply. And this week, take advantage of their President's Day sale. Buy the 90-day supply and get an extra month free, plus free shipping. Ordering is so easy. Just text the word HISTORY to the code 30605, and we'll send you a link to this special offer. Again, text HISTORY, that's HISTORY, using the code 30605.